This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Happy Open Line Thursday to all the Junks listeners in D.C., Maryland, Virginia. Maybe you're taking the Junks on the go with that free Odyssey app. However you're listening, we thank you for that. The Junks are brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Go to CropMetcalf.com if you need info on how to become one of their five-star technicians. You got a four-man Junk show today. I'm Cakes at Money Metal Cakes, where you find me on the Twitter. Still don't like to call it X. Still going to call it Twitter because that's a better name. Jason Bishop is also
here. Happy Thursday, boys.
Happy Thursday to you. John Paul Flav is kind of rocking the red with his Caps quarter zip or
what's
full
up,
zip. Good morning.
Discovered that in the closet last night.
Very good. And Eric Bickle.
Morning.
There you have it.
Had to make a move because the zipper on my Sup Dog's jacket is just fried.
You had to pivot. Mm. Understood. These things
and
happen.
It's warmer.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Crushing loss for the Terps last night. I mean, that has to be front and center.
Just stupid. I mean,
what a horrible way to end the game.
They were fortunate to be tied.
It's brutal.
Michigan State had that awful turnover when they were up by two.
Yeah,
and
Holloman.
Maryland kind of came back, getting to the free throw line there to tie it at 55. And then they get the rebound. The shot maybe was a little early.
I thought it was a little. He's got to try and get to the rim there.
It was a lot early, and he took it from about 27 feet.
Yeah, but sometimes you want to give yourself a chance at an offensive rebound. And don't anticipate a half quarter beating you.
You don't anticipate that, but, I mean, aren't you talking to yourselves and saying, we're going to take the last shot? We're either going to win the game here, or we're going to overtime.
Maybe he's kind of just lost track of time, and he tries to rush it a little bit.
It's a high-pressure, high-stress situation for a college kid.
But look, when Maryland, you're going to have days like that where your starting five just doesn't shoot the ball well.
Right.
And their bigs didn't. You need some help from the bench. And Maryland's Achilles heel all year has been their bench.
Well, they got 23 to Zippy.
They get no production for the bench. I mean, Deshaun Harris Smith was one of the best high school players in the country. Mm-hmm. Could have played anywhere in the country.
Right.
And he's been a big disappointment. He was a starter last year. He's not a starter this year.
Well, he's 100% transferring.
Well, he probably should. I mean, he doesn't even average three a game.
Mm-hmm.
So they just get no bench production. So in a game like that, you need it.
And look, it might be recency bias. Derek Queen didn't do anything last night to show me that he's ready to be like a lottery pick in the NBA draft after one season.
I've said that from the beginning.
He had a bad game.
He just did not. I don't know whether Michigan State just completely took him out of the game plan, and he just did not look forceful. He had one of the weakest double-doubles you'll ever find. I think he's now 2-for-24 from three-point land. He can't shoot the three ball.
No.
Like, you kind of need that skill set if you're going to be drafted high in the NBA. I think he needs minimum one more year of seasoning in College Park, but he probably will leave.
I mean, if he's a guaranteed first rounder, he's gone.
So, give them some credit, though. They fought back. They were down 55-48.
Yeah.
Sure.
clawed their way back to 55-55 with a chance to win the game. Again, I think he shoots a little early. However, there are some coaches that argue that's kind of the perfect time to take the last shot because, look, it came, the rebound obviously went right to Michigan State.
Yeah.
But it bounced a certain way. Like, there are times when it could be an offensive board, a tip in. The odds of what Michigan State did are very, very low.
And also, getting back to Queen for a second, when Holloman let go of the shot, like 5 or 8 feet before, Queen just jumps. He just jumps straight up.
Yeah, I saw that in the replay.
He hadn't even started like his shooting motion. Like, he doesn't have the foot speed to stick with that guard, so maybe that was just his last-ditch effort. But, I mean, what was he jumping to stop? He hadn't even started shooting. Like, I don't mean, it was a weird look at the end of the game, but again, the guy hit a 65.
I mean, the last thing you think is that a guy's going to hit a heave like that.
Yeah. I mean, it was an absurd end.
Hey, you know what? The Maryland fans showed up.
Oh, I mean, the place was
rocking.
The place was packed.
I think he was trying to prevent him from passing it or something.
Yeah, maybe he thought he was going to pass it down court.
Passing it? There was 1 second left.
He doesn't. I'm just telling you. A lot of these guys just don't know.
They're just reacting quickly.
I guess. I mean, it was a high-pressure situation. I understand. But, hey, man, that was brutal.
It's not great, but she lost to the number 8 team in the country, and you were right there.
It's not that big a deal.
And you shot terribly, as you mentioned. They were 4-for-20 from beyond the arc.
Right.
Gillespie was 0-for-6.
Michigan State wasn't very good either. I mean, it was two teams that were struggling to put points on the board. I think the halftime score was like 23-21.
It was slow.
Maryland. Mm-hmm. Like, it was an ugly game by both teams. Mm-hmm. Just Michigan State, they just had a horseshoe. They had a horseshoe lodged in the backside and got lucky at the end.
Yep. Well, I mean, they're the best team in the conference.
Yep.
I mean, you could argue that, you know, Wisconsin is, or Michigan. I mean, it's kind of gone back and forth, but they're going to win the regular season title. And Izzo coaches his teams up, especially close to March.
Yep.
It's a tough loss, man, but, you know, maybe...
I mean, they'll be fine.
Maybe these guys
team,
need that like, sometimes.
They're a tournament team.
Of course, like, they're locked.
They're probably a 5 or 6 seed. I mean, maybe higher if they do work in the Big Ten tournament. Mm-hmm. But, man, that was a rough way to take an L.
We always talk about different times where you feel old, and a lot of it has to do with sports. And you see kids' sons. Michigan State has Jace Richardson.
Yeah.
Jason Richardson's son.
Mm-hmm.
We're old.
Trust me, I know. You think I don't know that?
Doesn't even feel like that long ago that we're watching Jason Richardson.
You think I don't know that we're all washed? We're mid-50s and washed.
Yeah.
Of course I know that. Come on.
Told you. I don't know.
I was just thinking about Van Pelt last night. And Van Pelt, you know, goes to the game. And game starts at 6:30. I don't know what time the game ends. Call it 9 or whatever. Gets out of there. And then he goes right to the ESPN studios.
Yeah. He tweeted after the game. He's like, well, got to go to work now. Right. Cool. I think was what he said. But yeah, that it has to leave.
Being Stanford Steve.
Has to leave a bad taste in his mouth when he goes on SportsCenter after his Terps lose to a 60-plus footer. At the buzzer.
Yeah.
He'll be okay.
I was grasping, too. I was like, was there time on the clock? And then I saw the replay. I was like, of course not. Of course there was time left on the clock when he got rid of it.
He's estimated to make $6 million a year. He'll be okay.
Who is?
Scott Van Pelt.
He's fine.
I mean, I'm not boo-hooing for Scott Van Pelt.
No, I was just thinking.
He's having a great
Jason's
life.
Jason's so sleep-dominated.
I was thinking, man, I was turning the TV off and going night-night, and he's getting ready to go to work.
Talk about I actually envy those hours. Be the best.
The night hours.
Oh, yeah.
No, I'm out on it.
I'd much rather stay up late at night than wake up early in the morning.
I'm not a vampire. I don't like vampire hours.
I like to get work done.
Get work done in the middle of the night.
When you have work looming, it's a awful feeling.
Yeah.
Guess it depends on how you look at it.
I mean, when we were younger and we were, you know, didn't have kids and wives yet.
It was fine, but we were doing
8 to 11.
Still had it looming.
It's all you thought about all day.
Yeah. I can't really do that. I'll be tired for work. Oh, I don't know. Will I be back in time for work?
Want to be able to go out and enjoy the weather like yesterday.
But you can stay up, watch all the games, sleep in.
That's overrated. Yeah. I have anxiety about my tax appointment.
It's today, right?
Yeah, just because I know that I don't have all the stuff that he needs. And as I'm gathering the paperwork.
You know one thing for sure you don't have?
Not really.
Or is it a situation where you think you have everything, but you know he's going to find something?
And as I'm gathering the paperwork yesterday, Amy's like, well, don't you have like a checklist that he sends you? I'm like, yeah. but I'm too lazy to go pull it up or go get it. So it's just the same. It's Groundhog Day every year. I go, we meet for about an hour, we catch up. It's our yearly summit financial meeting. And then I bring home a list of three or four items that I always forget. And then I have to like email them to him, or God forbid, send him a snail mail package with the paperwork that he needs.
Right.
And it all gets done, but it gives me anxiety.
Yeah.
And I'm not even doing the work. All I have to do is drive there and show up.
And just show up and give him the papers.
Just give him the packet of paperwork.
Yeah.
Anxiety. And get a big 32-ounce Coke from the McDonald's that's right next door.
Anxiety rules the world, Cakes.
It does. It makes the world go round.
It does.
They've got some silly spots right around there. I mean, if you wanted to go fancy, Ruth's Chris is within like a mile.
I'm going to go to Ruth's Chris at 2 in the afternoon by myself.
Happy hour right after.
In Odenton.
Yeah.
That's shocking.
And then they've got...
That is shocking.
That says something about Ruth's Chris. They might be going down.
I believe it's technically Gambrels, right?
I don't know. I think
whatever.
It's Odenton. They're all the same.
And then they've got Lido right there. They've got a bunch of
Lido.
A bunch of places right around there.
I can't believe there's a Ruth's Chris in Odenton/Gambrels.
Odenton's on the come up, EB. You're sleeping.
That's the most interesting thing I've heard in a while.
And shocking.
Well, what shocked me this morning, and we'll talk about it later, was Gene Hackman, they found Gene Hackman dead with his wife and a dog. And they're saying no foul play.
Well, Drab and I, our first thought is automatically carbon monoxide.
Yeah, but then is that kind of like foul play? If it's monoxide?
No. Sure.
It's just an accident.
How's that foul play?
Oh, okay.
You said murder-suicide.
Well, that's what
murder-suicide, foul play.
Both those things I thought.
Carbon monoxide's just...
Carbon monoxide, easy. Get that.
Yeah.
But I also thought he's 95, impending death. She loves him so much. She donks herself off.
I mean, he looks so old and frail. I don't know if he could even pick up a gun at this point.
Well, yeah.
Well, I mean, if there was gunshot wounds, they would have
reported that. There's no foul play. I mean, that's what they're reporting.
Foul play when you kill each other?
Yes.
Yeah.
His wife was only 63.
What if he said, hey,
it's a foul.
What's time to go?
But it's a personal foul.
If it's time to go.
What?
No, that's...
Like, they're at peace with it. He's 95.
Yeah.
He's
still going to
die any day now. Yeah. And she said, I agree with you. So I don't understand. That's why I didn't understand it. But I guess if you say carbon monoxide, not foul play, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, carbon monoxide poisoning, last I checked, is like an accident. Like, it just, there's a leak. You don't know it. You don't have a detector.
Okay.
And then everybody just dies.
Okay.
And it sucks.
I'll buy carbon monoxide poisoning for sure.
I think that has to be the leader in the clubhouse.
Okay. I felt like that's kind of like foul play too, but okay. I guess not.
No,
foul play if you go into the garage and you turn on your car and you close everything and do it yourself.
Foul play, is murder or attempted murder.
Okay. I thought it was like assisted suicide. Honestly, that's what I thought.
Hmm.
Well, that would be kind of murder.
That's
murder.
That's definitely murder.
Like, she was only 63.
Right. I saw a picture of her. You know, we all saw the same picture of her.
She was
a year
chicken.
Ago. She looked great.
He was 95. Like,
there's no reason for her to be dead. If you say carbon monoxide poisoning, I get it.
Well, I mean, she's got wounds or gunshot wounds, or if Hackman has a bullet hole in his head.
Or they just took some sort of cocktail. You know, they did Heaven's Gate cocktail. And
they take that. I think it was.
Because Gene's obviously, it was seconds away from dying at any moment.
Yeah.
Right.
Well,
if that were the case, then it
I'll
would be
what,
determined
if,
foul play.
If they did just die in their sleep.
I mean, the dog did too.
No, there's no way a dog, a 63-year-old woman, and a 95-year-old man all just died
unless
at the same
they all
time.
Took a Heaven's Gate cocktail and they're just laying there in the Nikes.
That would make more sense.
But that would be the way to go. That would be the best way
100%.
To just die in your sleep.
Yes.
Yeah, but
I hope that happened.
It didn't happen. Unless, I mean, you're saying carbon monoxide. But that's just a horrible way to go. Like,
you're asleep. You just don't know it.
Yeah, but you're
silent killer. Silent, odorless killer.
Yeah.
Pretty cheery topic.
I think that's the way it happens.
Yeah.
I don't think you like suffocate, but I could be wrong.
Let's go to Joe in Manassas. He's calling in on Open Line Thursday. You're welcome to do that.
I love that.
800-636-1067 on the MGM National Harbor listener line.
It'd be nice if we could set a record, but it's impossible.
It would be fun.
A dwindling audience.
Can you guys take 100 calls? One show.
What was that guy's name?
Greg Gillespie.
Wow, you're so good. Let's go to Joe in Manassas. Joe, what's up?
Hey, what's up, junkies? Love the show as always.
What's
good morning to you guys.
Hello,
what's
Joe.
Up?
I just wanted to call and say, Cakes gave the best recommendation ever. My wife is like loves wings and Lido's, brother. Wow, you nailed that one, Cakes. Really?
I'm the king of the wings. I'm the king of wings.
I'm not that discerning on the wings. What I've had,
they've got jumbo wings.
Yeah. But what makes them so great? They're just so big.
They're big and robust.
Hey, just meaty.
Yeah.
Meaty, crispy.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, dude, they brought those out, and I was like, man, are we at Lido's? Like, what's going on here? Like, I mean, it was legit.
Do they do a variety of different flavors?
Oh, so many different flavors.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, different flavors.
What do you do? What flavor did you go?
You can have the sauce on the side.
Yeah, what flavor?
My wife got the buffalo, hot buffalo, but she got it on the side.
Mm. Oh, okay.
You can do, like, hot honey. Yeah. Of course, Old Bay. You can do those.
Which Lido did you go to?
I live out west, man. I'm out in the Winchester, Stevenson area.
Oh,
there's Lido's out there that we hit. Yeah, man. But I'm already in Fairfax on the roof already, buddy, getting it in. Let's go.
Oh, man, you're a hard-working dude. All right, well.
You guys get me through my morning, man. And
Hold on, you work on roofs?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
I do commercial water treatment for chillers, cooling towers.
I don't know what that means.
Most people don't even know about that job. But, there's just really high-priced equipment on some of these roofs on these big buildings.
Oh.
And I got to make sure that the water that goes through them isn't corrosive and, a million-dollar machine lasts as long as it should.
So you climb on, how high are the buildings that you climb on? Like, how many stories?
Just on the roof.
It's on the rooftop. You know, like, you'll see all those machines on top of
a roof. I get it, but I'm just asking how tall are the buildings that you climb on?
They're probably like 12, 11 stories. You know, there's a certain rules in D.C. as far as height goes.
Pretty high. Yeah. High enough.
Enough to scare the poop out of you.
High enough if you fall off, you definitely don't
fall. I hate heights, too.
You do?
Yeah, I hate heights, too. But anyway, thanks for the recommendation. You guys have a great day.
Of course. All right, I'm the king of wings, Joe.
I don't know if I've ever heard a happier guy at 6:15. Yeah.
Joe's always happy.
He's happy because he had silly wings at Lido.
Yeah.
By the way, presents the Junkies text line. Lido Pizza, a local favorite since 1955, serving pizzas, subs, jumbo wings like Joe just told you about, and salads. Lido Pizza is square because Lido Pizza never cuts corners. For locations or to place your order, go to LidoPizza.com, 800-636-1067. Standard message and data charges may apply. You're welcome to call us on an open line Thursday like Joe just did. Coming up later, Nick Dowd from the Caps. He'll join us at 825. We'll be joined in studio by Ari Spears. He's at the D.C. Improv tonight through Sunday. He'll be with us at 9 o'clock here on the Junks.
The March to spring training and opening day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.